Welcome to the Professional Plumber Podcast. We hope that these podcasts will bring some insight into who we are and what we do. So while in conversation with the PIRB, sit back, enjoy, and make sure to connect with the PIRB on Facebook or at pirb.co.za for more.
A very warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I am your host, and with me in studio today, I've got the registration and renewal department or function of the PIRB. And I've got a couple of the staff members of the PIRB of that department. I've got with me Lizanne Swanepoel. I've got with me Esmeralda Rotenbach, Eva Mukhashwa, and Nokutula Dube. We'll give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves right after this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
So, Lizanne, if we can start off with you, if you could just give a brief introduction of yourself to the audience members. What is your current role within the PIRB? How long have you been with the PIRB? And some of your typical responsibilities within that position?
Hi, Willem, and thank you for having me today. I am the registration manager at the PIRB. I oversee the registrations department, as well as the customer service manager. I've been with the PIRB for almost 8 years, I'm here to just support the registrations department and the people there within the PIRB.
So after 8 years, you're almost part of the furniture.
Well, I'd like to think so.
Eva.
Yeah, hi, Willem. I'm Eva Mukhashwa. In PIRB, I'm a registration administrator and also doing the verification of the certificates, assisting the plumbers with the registrations, all the questions in terms of their certificates and all that, the training providers. I'm also assisting them with that. And with PIRB, I've been here, I think, 3 years now. So I just want to be here, I think, more than 10 now.
She's trying to catch up to me.
Esmeralda, how about yourself?
Hi, Willem. I'm Esmeralda Rotenbach, and I'm the renewals administrator and issuing of the plumber cards, as well as doing their renewals, their invoices, and helping them with their updates and to get them back on the system and their cards back to them.
Thuli, yourself?
My name is Nokutula Dube, also known as Thuli. My job here at PIRB, I'm a receptionist, which means calls do come through me, and then I direct the plumbers to wherever they need to go to get help, and then I also dispatch cards to their rightful owners.
How long have you been with the PIRB, Thuli?
I believe this is my second year.
Second year. And already you're the first point of contact for the customers, or shall I say for the registered plumbers, if they, or for anyone else, for that matter, who calls into the PIRB.
I believe so.
Well, it sounds like a very friendly voice on the first contact there.
They always admire my voice. Thank you.
Lizanne, would you mind to give us a bit of an overview of the registration and renewal department? What exactly does that function or that department within the PIRB do?
Okay, so what we do is we register the plumber. So that's the first point of contact when it comes to somebody wanting to belong to the PIRB. We handle the registrations from the time that they hand in their applications to the time that they become a licensed plumber with us. We handle all the renewals and the updates, as well as dispatching of the cards and making sure that everything up until the time that they're registered with us, that is our function as the renewals and the registration department.
Eva, let's start at the beginning. So everyone else, we speak of the term registration and renewal, and Lizanne has just mentioned that you help the plumbers and assist the plumbers with getting registered with this professional body. But why would plumbers be interested in registering with the professional body in the first place? What is the reason therefore?
If you are serious about your profession and you want to become a recognized professional plumber, it is in your best interest to do so, to register with PIRB.
Can plumbers who are not registered with the industry, can they still continue operating?
So absolutely, but if you would like to be a professional, it is in your best interest to be registered with us. As the professional body, registered with SACWA, and we are responsible for the maintenance or the registration throughout the country, as well as making sure that we are controlling what happens in the industry, and that's what the PRB does.
Eva, how can a plumber register, or any plumber for that matter, how can they register with the PRB?
So to register, you must fill and complete all the details by doing it on our website, which is www.prb.00, or they can contact me, then I will assist them to do so.
And if that doesn't work, what other method is there?
Oh, the other method, they can contact us, and then they will put them the call to me, then I will assist them with registering.
Eva, what is the cost of registration with the PRB? Is there one specific fee payable, or are there different fees payable for different types of registration? Are there different types of registration? If I can put the question out there to any of you.
The current cost of the registration fees, they can go to our website. All the fees are there on the website for each and every designation. Yes.
Okay, so the pricing is available on our website at www.pirb.co.za. Any questions that you might have, everything is available there. And we do have different designations. So if you'd like to be registered with us in order to issue a certificate of compliance, you would need then to contact us, and we will be able to assist.
Zan, how long does the actual process of registration usually take?
So if you'd like to be registered with us, after all the requirements that we require on the application, it will take approximately 10 to 12 working days to be registered with us. If you wish to register with us as a licensed plumber, you would then need to take an assessment, and then you can, it all depends on how long it takes you to do the assessment before you are registered as a licensed plumber with the PRB.
Again, I hear the phrase licensed plumber. Would you care, Lizanne, just to clarify what exactly is a licensed plumber, or what is that designation of licensed plumber?
Okay, so a licensed plumber is a registered plumber who has a qualification. So that would mean that he would have a trade. He would then take the assessment, and then once he is registered as a licensed plumber, this will entitle him to issue a certificate of compliance, a PRB certificate of compliance. So that in order for him to be able to be able to do work in the industry. So that is what a licensed plumber is.
So, Lizanne, what is the difference between any other registered plumber and specifically a licensed registered plumber?
Okay, so a registered plumber would mean that he has his qualification, and we recognize that qualification, as well as then if he does his assessment, then we will then he will be applying for his licensed plumber. So up until such time as you've registered as a licensed plumber, you will only then be able to purchase and issue COCs.
Lizanne, why, if plumbers are already qualified by the time that they apply for registration with a PRB, why does the PRB assess them again?
Okay, so basically with their qualification, they are tested for their hand skills or whatever their trade might be. And what we're doing is we're just trying to assess their knowledge of what the SAND standard says. So the rule, the regulations, and the standards, we're just really wanting to assess where their knowledge is at the current stage, and then in order for them to issue COCs, they need to have that knowledge of what the standards say. So basically what the PRB is doing is we're just assessing what it is that they actually have knowledge of in order to be able to issue the COCs.
Tuli, can a plumber's registration date change?
I'm afraid it doesn't change, Willem. As long as you registered with us, let me just give you an example. Let's just say you registered with us September 29. You will renew the same time next year. If you renew before or after then, it will still be the same. It doesn't matter when you renew.
And Esmeralda, what happens if I've heard Thule touch on the subject renew? So there is an expiry date, by the sounds of it, for the registration status of a registered plumber. Is that correct?
Yes, Willem, it is.
So what happens? So if they reach that, can I deduce from what you've been saying to me that it is 365 days from date of registration, the expiry of the registration status then. What happens if plumbers do not renew their registration when the date is due or when the date is already elapsed?
Okay, so if a plumber does not renew their license when it is expired, they are not able to sign off any COCs with us or log any COCs.
I take it when you say that they cannot sign off COCs. So when they're on site, they may have a piece of paper, they may have the actual printed COC in their hand, and they've completed the plumbing work, and then they fill out that COC because they have the printed version with them. And when you're saying that they cannot log it, is that logging it on the system?
Yes, that's logging it on the system. They won't be able to log in if they are expired.
All right. And that's where the blocking comes in then to say, all right, your status of registration has expired. And for that reason, the system will block you out. And whether you've written out the paper COC, it doesn't really make a difference because you cannot then log into the system to actually log it onto the system.
Yes, Willem.
So if I can just add, they won't be able to purchase COCs as well as logs. So they will not have access to their profile if they have not renewed their registration.
Esmeralda, is there a penalty fee involved if plumbers do not renew at the applicable renew date? And if there is, why?
Yes, Willem, there is a late renewal penalty fee. It is for additional administrative work and costs. That's why we've included it. And also for them to understand that we have to recover those costs if they don't renew on time.
Thule, if there's a registration fee, earlier on in the conversation we touched on the fact that there's a registration fee when plumbers register with the PIRB. Is there any additional fee? Should they require the registration card? Is there an additional fee for that card? And if so, why?
Yes, there is. Because previously we used to include the registration or the renewal with the card fee. But some plumbers don't want the card. So due to the fact that they don't wish to have that card, we decided to take it out. So it's only the plumber's voice that can say, okay, I need my physical card, and then we can include that cost into the renewal fee or the registration.
Right. Can I ask you a little bit more about the registration card? What is it used for? Is it can I assume, am I correctly assuming that can be used as a method of identification? Yeah. So when a plumber arrives on site and is there to do a job at somebody's premises, then at least that gives the consumer some form of peace of mind to say that, listen, I can identify this person as a registered plumber, registered with a professional body or the professional body.
Yes, I believe you're there, you're right. And some will need to call us to find out if that card that they're having is a real card or
a verification.
Verification. So the consumer can look at the card and see, all right, this is Mr. or Mrs. So or Miss So and So who is coming to do plumbing work at my premises, but I would still just like that additional peace of mind and then make the actual call to the PRB and say, listen, I've got this registration card and this person standing in front of me. Can I just verify, or can you just confirm to me that this person truly is registered and they truly are who they say that they are?
Yes, yes, they call in
absolutely
to make sure that they are really registered, and if they are active, if they've got any specialization, it's easier for them to be identified as plumbers if they're carrying those cards with them. But we do have an electronic one, the one that they carry with around on the phone that they can show to the client.
Right. So you just touched on electronic card, but you also mentioned that there's more information than just a plumber's name and perhaps his registration code or registration number. So we call it a registration number. Right, so there's more information on that card than just the name and the number.
Yes, some have specialization like solar and heat pump and so forth and so forth. So it will be at the back of their card to show that they are qualified maybe to install solar or geysers and stuff like that.
So just touching on the card, it is not essential that they purchase the card. It is optional. So if they would like the card, there is an extra card fee, and then that gets dispatched.
Yes, Willem. So like Tuli and Lisanne said, the dispatch of the cards, and Tuli mentioned the solar and the heat pump, it's also the plumber's name and surname, the registration number, and the most important, the expiry date. Is as well on that card.
And that's very important for the consumer out there to know.
Exactly, and for the plumbers, because they need to see when they expire.
Okay.
Yes, they do get notifications from us from the PRB side on the system. They get emails, they get SMSs prior to their expiry date, but also they have it with them every day.
And also they know that they are expiring. They have the same date every year, so they know when they're expiring. But I think it's just a good reminder to have it with them
on the card.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
And now, back to our conversation. Eva, so when plumbers register with the body, why are the certificates for their qualification and the supporting documents, why does it get verified?
Oh, it's required. So it is our duty to send the verification. And the verification isn't due by PRB, it's done by the third party. And we've got different of trade certificates. Some, they are from Department of Labor, some they are from QCTO, and there's different training providers as well. So some they'll bring us the trade test report. So for the trade test report, we send it to the training provider where they have done their trade test.
All just to ensure that the information supplied to you is true, factual, valid, and accurate for that matter.
And yes, and it's belong to that person.
So basically what we do is we just verify their qualification and make sure that they are valid in the field that they're applying for.
Because I do receive many of the certificates, the misrepresented ones. So that's why we have to verify them.
Esmeralda, you mentioned that the specializations is also displayed on the plumber's registration card. So what exactly is a specialization, and what types of specialization can you give me examples of?
Okay, so the specializations is their own, their personal development and experience that they can add to their portfolios with us. So the different types we have is solar heat pump, gas arbitrator, estimator, and plumbing training assessors. So that's the different specializations a plumber can apply for, but they will need to have the requirements for those designations.
Obviously, there should be some kind of requirement to say that, listen, you may apply to have that specialization added to your profile as a registered individual with a PRB, but you need to meet certain requirements to fulfill that specific specialization.
Yes. That's great.
And to add on that, we also verify the solar and the heat pump if the plumber is handed in the POEs. So some they will just send the solar, but it's not competent. Yes. So we have to verify them to just check they are on the right track.
So Esmeralda, while we're on the subject, how does a plumber update his registration details? So let's say, for instance, his specialization or designation, if we can call it, changes, or if perhaps his residential address or his email address or telephone number or any registration details for that matter, if it changes, is there a process that they can follow to update their registration detail?
Yes, Willem. So they can do the updates on their profiles themselves, but only certain types of information that they can change themselves. Otherwise, they can email me at renew@brb.co.za and we can update the information for them.
Esmeralda, you mentioned that certain information they can update themselves. Would that be within the PRB's system?
Yes, that.
Right, so they log into their profile and then they will find space in that profile where they can themselves update their own information.
Or they can fill in an update form and send it through to us and we will then make those changes.
And to add on that, we don't update over the phone.
Personal information is not allowed to be updated over the telephone. It has to be done in writing and preferably in the form of an update form because the plumber does sign that the information that he's amending is true and correct.
Tuli, renewing registrations, how does that work? How do plumbers renew their registration status or their registration for that matter?
The plumber has to go to their plumber's profile and go to their account. There they will find an invoice where they will have to use it to pay, and they have to log in to the website at www.pirb.co.za.
And how do they actually log in? Is there, so when they get to that www.pirb.co.za, is there anywhere that they can click to find a way of logging into their profile or into the system?
The email that we have with us is the one that they have to use to log into the system. So every plumber is supposed to have his or her own personal email address so that they can use it to log in. And then they use the old PIN as the password. If they can't remember it, then they go and say forgot pass, and then they create a one that they will remember.
So Tuli, how do plumbers log into, we've spoken about the plumbers must log into their profile, then they can change information or update information. How do they actually log into their, where do they go, how do they log into their profiles?
Okay, they go to www.prb.co.za and click plumbers login, and then they enter their username and email or password.
All right, so the username, that'll be their email address that they have to type in the username.
Yes.
Right. And
yes,
then they also have a password to log in with. So so when they're on the website, they will find a link that will take them to the login page. That's called the plumber login link. Is that correct?
Yes, that will send them straight to their profile.
Right.
Where they will
insert their email address.
Yes.
And their password.
Yes.
Willem, I'd just like to add that our website is actually quite easy, user-friendly, very easy to use. There's all sorts of links that are available on there. So if you'd like to log in into your profile on the audited side, there is a link there. There is also a link if you would like to log into the old inspected site. You're welcome to follow that link. With the inspected site, you will need your registration number as your username and the PIN that was allocated to you before. And then on the new audited site, you will obviously then use your email address as your username and then a PIN. If you'd like to change it, you're welcome to do so on that profile or login site or page.
Right. So, Thule, speaking of login details, when exactly, at what point exactly do the plumbers receive or get these login details? When do they get it?
When they register with us. As soon as they register with us, that email that they register with is the one that they log in with.
Sorry, can I also add, I think Eva can also speak with regards to this, when they do fill in an application form, they do it online. So they already have their username and passwords when they register with us in the beginning. So from the time that they start the application with us, they go and register their email address and their password. So they will have that originally when they start the whole process.
And again, that's on the same website. That's on www.pirb.co.za.
Yes.
If you spoke about the login link that's on that web page, is there then a registration link also on that page?
Yes, there is a registration login. Or they can call in, then I can send an email with a link. They just click the link and then it will give them the option to register.
And filling out the forms and whatever information is required by the PRB, that all gets done online on that system or on the website itself. It all gets done there. Any supporting documents like their qualification certificate, etc., does that get uploaded online as well?
Yes, they do. They upload their photos, their ID documents. If they've got certificates of solar or the heat pump, they can also attach on that.
And finally, when they've inserted all of the required information that's required during the registration and the application on the system itself and on the website itself, there's obviously for them some option to submit it, and then that will automatically be pushed through to your department. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, that's it. So under declaration, there's an OTP number that will be sent to their emails. So they just put in that email, that OTP number, and they just say verify. So on their side, if it's a new registration, it will say registration pending. Then they will call in, and I'll have to check them on our new system. They'll send them in. Just send them the pro forma invoice.
I'd just like to add that our new system is very user-friendly. So if there's issues that you're having trying to apply, or there's something that you're not understanding, we are here to assist. Pick up the phone us. We are available to chat to you. That's what we're here for. Pop an email to Eva if you're battling with the registrations. Her email address is registrations@pirb.co.za. If you're battling with your renewal, pop an email to Esmeralda. Her email address is renew@pirb.co.za. If you're waiting for your card, or if you have a card query, please send an email through to cards@pirb.co.za. Nokutula will be glad to assist you. So please pick up the phone and phone us. If you're really struggling, that's what we're here for. We're here to assist you in the whole process. The website has tons of information. If you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, let us know and we're there to help.
I just want to add there by Lisanne, if you guys lost your information for login, give us a call. We will SMS all the login details to you, your username, and everything to you.
And there's a frequently asked question that I think maybe I should ask Eva for her to give the plumbers the answer. When they're trying to register with us, they always call in and ask, okay, I have a trade certificate, and which designation do I choose? They always call in to ask.
Okay. On that, they are registering as a licensed plumber. So on the system, they don't have to put a qualified plumber. They have to say licensed plumber, ne, first. Because if they say qualified, it won't submit. That's why some of them, they are called in and then they will ask. But if it says I must go back to the form, what's the problem? I said, okay, you can go under designation type where you can just choose licensed plumber. But he says, I'm qualified. I said, no, yes, I understand that you are qualified, but just put a licensed plumber, then it will submit. Then after their payment and I've verified the certificate, I will change that licensed plumber to a qualified plumber.
So during the application process on the system online, while you're filling out the forms online and submitting your details, the registration details, there's also options for you to choose for what type of designation you want to apply.
Yes, that's correct.
What different designations are there altogether? I mean, we've spoken about qualified and the normal registration, and then licensed registration status or designation. What other designations are there?
Okay, the other designation, we've got the learner plumber, we've got technical assistant practitioners, we've got master plumber, we've got technical assistant practitioners. So the difference is, if you're a learner, you want to register as a learner, you must work under someone who's qualified. Yes, and then you must be busy maybe with your trade. Yes, and then if you are a technical assistant, you must be more than 3 years experience to register as a SSN. But still, you have to work under someone who's qualified or a licensed plumber.
Under adequate supervision, like the standards would say. If I can just add to that, we have learner plumbers, we have technical assistant practitioners as well as technical operating practitioners. Those are the people that have not got a qualification. When it comes to being able to purchase and sign off certificates of compliance, you need to be registered with us as a licensed plumber or a master plumber. The first option, if you do have your qualification, is to actually register as a licensed plumber in order to be able to issue the certificates of compliance.
And to add on that, technical assistant practitioners, technical operator practitioners, and learners, they don't issue the COCs.
They're
obviously still operating under supervision.
Yes.
They're not qualified yet, is that correct?
They're not qualified yet. Yes.
That's correct.
If any one of you are perhaps just able to answer, I'd like to revisit the subject of getting notified. I mean, I do know that you have your plumber's registration card with you, with your expiry date, your registration expiry date on it. But during the conversation a little earlier, we mentioned that plumbers receive notification of their expiry date. When do they receive it? Do they receive it via email, via SMS? At what intervals and how long before the actual expiry date do they receive it? And what does that notification contain?
Okay, Willem, so I'm going to help you with that one. They will get an invoice on email, a notification, with the attached invoice a month before their renewal date. Then also the day before their renewal, and then the day after their renewal. They will receive those three notifications, as well as SMSs that reminds them that you are up for renewal.
And each of those emails, if we come back specifically to the emails, will have the invoice from the PRB attached to it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that invoice will be an itemized invoice. So they will know exactly what they're paying for. And if they do not make that payment, they will not be renewed.
Just before wrapping up this conversation, have a listen to this. As we all know, the PRB launched its Professional Plumber podcast just in time for World Toilet Day. Episode 1 and Episode 2 launched on the 18th of November and is available on various platforms such as Spotify, Iona FM, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Player FM. You can also find it on PRB's Facebook page as well as their website. But first, for World Toilet Day, plumbers had the chance to log CPD points, and now the PRB is set to announce the three winners for the COC contest. So, we're going to go ahead and pick three random names. Are you excited? I certainly am. We're obviously going to announce the winners straight away. Okay, here goes. First name right here. Who is this? First place. First place goes to Johan Lodewijk. 15 COC goes to Johan Lodewijk. Well done and congratulations, Johan Lodewijk. You have won yourself 15 COCs in the PRB's COC contest for World Toilet Day. Right, I'm going to go ahead and draw the second random name. Here we go. Second place goes to Dani Erasmus. You win yourself 10 COCs. Congratulations, Dani. That is quite a giveaway. 10 COCs is quite a giveaway. It's quite as much as 10 and 15, however many COCs, it's quite a giveaway. So congratulations to Dani Erasmus for second place winner in the PRB's COC contest for World Toilet Day. Let's draw the third and final name. Here we go. Got a name here. This is third place. Third place goes to Johannes Klaassen. Well done, Johannes Klaassen. You win yourself 5 COCs in the PRB COC contest for World Toilet Day. Thanks to everybody for their participation and for reposting that Facebook page of the PRB and just for your general interest in World Toilet Day and your inputs and your efforts into it. I'd like to just remind our winners of the COCs that these are indeed electronic COCs, and you will have to contact the PRB in order for you to get those COCs. So please do remember, electronic COCs, and please contact the PRB directly to get your prizes. Thank you, and once again, a great big congratulations to all of the winners. Ladies, I want to thank you for having come into studio. But before I close off this episode, I would like, are there any final words or closing statements that each one of you or either one of you would like to make to the audience?
I think we should all just say something, but we'd like to thank our registered plumbers, for those that do register on time, for those that are applying. Please, if there's anything that you need from us, we are here for to assist you in whatever it is that you need. Give us a call. If you feel like you're really struggling with something, our website is extremely user-friendly. If you can't get the information that you need there, please give us a call. We're here to assist you.
Okay, and on my side, if you're struggling to get the training provider, the ones that it's approved, call in. I will send you the link where you can just get the training providers. Because remember, there's so many fly-by-nights.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think the public and those plumbers who intend to register and have interest in registering, I think that's also peace of mind to them. Tuli, any last words or statements from yourself?
Okay, as I said in the beginning, I dispatch plumbers cards. I send them emails, right? And I like to urge them, please reply. If ever you have changed your address, please do reply so that your card will get to you. Thank you.
Esmeralda, any last words from yourself?
Just if you guys are struggling, give us a call. We are more than welcome. If you are on our website, chat to us on our website. We are available to help you guys over the website as well. So yeah, we are here for you guys.
Thank you, ladies, for having joined me in studio today. I think that you've answered quite a few questions that the audience may have had, and that you've clarified quite a few of the inquiries that they also may have struggled with before.
For those who doesn't have the laptops and they are maybe afraid to come here, they can come to the office. We do have a laptop. I can assist them to register online in the office.
That's excellent news. I mean, there's a facility for them so that you can. It's very convenient. I think that's very convenient.
For some, they will say, no, but I don't have a facility to register online. how am I going to do? So they take, even though they can, the walk-ins, I can assist.
If you're struggling, give us a ring. We're here to help you. So even if you just pop in, visit us, come and say hi, you're more than welcome to.
100%. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you to our audience for having listened and tuned into this conversation.
Thanks for having tuned in. Make sure to read more about the PIRB on our website at pirb.co.za and on our social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.